Woman Who Killed Firefighter Captured After Violating Parole. By Amy Furr on April 14, 2022. A woman from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, wanted for violating parole in connection with the death of a firefighter, was arrested on Thursday. Kanya Kendall, 23, pleaded guilty in 2018 to homicide by vehicle for her role in a vehicle accident that killed Harrisburg firefighter Denny DeVoe, who was on duty and battling a blaze, Fox 43 reported. She was driving a stolen car while under the influence and blasted through an intersection where she hit DeVoe. The woman was eventually given a prison term of 5 to 12 years. Google reported in 2018 that Kendall apologized to DeVoe's family, claiming she had changed and taking responsibility for her actions. Last year, she was high on PCP when the car she was driving crashed into DeVoe's car as he was making his way to a fire call in Harrisburg, a reporter said at the time. PCP is described as a mind-altering drug that changes a person's mood, behavior, and how they relate to the world, according to Medline Plus. PCP is in a class of drugs called hallucinogens. These are substances that cause hallucinations. These are things that you see, hear, or feel while awake that appear to be real, but instead have been created by the mind, the site explains. Video footage from 2018 showed Kendall stepping into a sheriff's van. In early March, she was freed under the supervision of officials with the Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole, the U.S. Marshals Service informed in a press release Thursday. On March 16, she removed her electronic ankle monitor and fled. A warrant was issued for her arrest and the U.S. Marshals Service, USMS, Fugitive Task Force was asked to apprehend her. This morning at about 8:30 a.m., members of the Fugitive Task Force arrested Kendall without incident in the 17,000 block of King James Way, Gaithersburg, Maryland. She was turned over to Montgomery County authorities pending extradition to Pennsylvania. United States Marshal Martin J. Payne said, "It's the Marshal Service's duty to help ensure that those convicted of serious crimes are held fully accountable. It is my sincere hope that the citizens of Harrisburg will find some measure of comfort knowing Kendall is back in custody," he added.